And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 20th of February, 2025. It's the birthday of Angelina Grimke, born on this day in 1805. Although raised on a slave-owning plantation in South Carolina, Angelina Grimke grew up to become an ardent abolitionist writer and speaker, as well as a women's rights activist. Angelina and her older sister, Sarah Grimke, moved to Philadelphia to join the abolitionist, vegetarian, and feminist suffragette movements. The two Grimke sisters were among the first women to speak in public against slavery, defying gender norms and risking violence in doing so. Beyond ending slavery, their mission, highly radical for the times, was to promote racial and gender equality. Angelina was influenced to adopt vegetarianism by Benjamin Lay, an abolitionist and vegetarian who influenced many other U.S. vegetarians. In 1838, it was the combination of Angelina's wedding, with both black and white ministers speaking, and both black and white guests attending, followed by Sarah's anti-slavery speech at the inauguration of Pennsylvania Hall, a building bankrolled by the Pennsylvania Abolitionist Society, that set off the anti-abolitionist mob that burned Pennsylvania Hall down just days after its opening. Angelina Grimke wrote many abolitionist tracts, including American Slavery as It Is. Today is also the birthday of Lucy Watson, born on this day in 1991. Lucy Watson is an actress known for Look at Me, Slay, and Beyond Chelsea. She's also a vegan author and an animal rights activist. Lucy Watson and her sister Tiffany own a vegan restaurant called Tell Your Friends. She also has a vegan food brand called Feed Me Vegan. Lucy Watson has been vegan since 2016 and uses her platform as an influencer to promote a more compassionate lifestyle. Having grown up on a working farm which kept a range of farmed animals, Lucy opened her eyes to animal cruelty from a very early age. She came home from school one day to find that Maisie, a sheep she considered a pet, had been taken away to be slaughtered. It was around this time, at the age of 6, that she decided to give up meat. She explained in an interview her decision to become vegan. "I had a dream that I was a cow and I gave birth to a baby and he was taken away from me. I woke up in the morning and I was like, that is so weird. Is that what happens in dairy?" After researching the cruel practices inherent in the dairy industry, Watson became vegan. In 2018, she made headlines when she appeared on the UK TV show This Morning, alongside turkey farmer Matt Carter. During the segment, Lucy challenged the farmer, "What is humane slaughter exactly?" Carter admitted, "You slit the turkey's throat." Lucy hopes that her cookbook and food brand will make it easier for people to transition to a vegan diet. The publication of Animal Liberation Temple Prayer Book by Robert Yugen Doshin Yamada was on this day in 2024. Yugen Doshin Yamada is an ordained Buddhist monk in the Soto Zen tradition and is resident at the Animal Liberation Temple and Sanctuary. In the book's foreword, he writes, "This prayer book is to be used as a guide to fulfill our spiritual responsibilities to our dear animal friends, as bodhisattvas, who wish to see an end to all suffering for all sentient beings. It is the intention to offer services and spiritual rites to animals, such as blessings and funerals, as well as the physical acts that will lead them to liberation and relief from their suffering." And here are the 6 vows to our dear animal friends. "However numberless, my dear animal friends, I vow to liberate them all. However diverse the methods of animal liberation, I vow to support them all. However unheard their voices, I vow to speak out for them all. However painful and inexhaustible the methods of suffering, I vow to bear witness to them all. However infinite the cages and tanks, I vow to empty them all. However difficult animal liberation, I vow to achieve it completely. The Six Vows to Our Dear Animal Friends by Yugen Doshin Yamada. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to seek the liberation of all beings.